Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers from moms to our largest retail and food service customers can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
Well, cattle could not extend the gains of yesterday as traders saw the possibility of only steady to slightly higher cash this week. The anticipation of early trade this week on the idea packers needed to increase ownership of supply to meet strong demand and take advantage of skyrocketing boxed beef has not materialized. This has pushed cash trade to the usual second half of the week. There were a few trades in the South, $121. We saw trade in our part of the country ranging from $118 to $121. Boxed beef prices jumped with choice cuts yesterday, up $5.48. Select cups were up $3.38. Packers just do not want to pay much more as they see the strong demand waning after Labor Day. All three wheat markets higher early today, led by Minneapolis September wheat, which is trading toward the high. Expectations for a modest decline in both spring wheat ending stocks of 20 million bushels to 325 million bushels and all wheat at 645 million bushels. Paris milling futures continue to be on fire, up for the sixth consecutive day, with December futures scoring another new contract high overnight. Corn futures are little changed early today, with December hovering exactly at the 50-day moving average as traders await the August USDA report. For over a month, December corn has moved in a choppy fashion near $5.50, with the USDA report possibly offering a reason to break out of the sideways consolidation pattern. Expectations, according to the Dow Jones Traders Survey, are for a modest drop in corn yield. After two stronger closes, soybean futures are down early today as weather forecasts suggest one more day of high heat before a cool down and much better rain chances for the dry western and northern plains soy areas. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle down 70 cents, 122.95. October's down 55 at 127.57. August feeder cattle down 55 cents, 158.77. September down 22 cents at 162.82. October hogs up 197, 85.85. December's up 137 at 78.90. Kansas City wheat, September down 4 cents, 17.25. December is down 4 cents, 722. Chicago wheat, September unchanged, 727. December is down a quarter penny, 7.39 and a quarter. September corn down up 7 cents, 5.56 and a quarter. December was up 6 cents at 5.59 and a quarter. September soybeans down 1 and a quarter, 13.47. November up 3 and a quarter, 13.40. December cotton's down 1.10 at 91.22. March cotton is down $1.13 at 90.66. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.